Well, the presidential candidates are making stops in Massachusetts today, looking for last-minute support before tomorrow's Super Tuesday primary. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are both visiting today. The lone Republican trying to shore up support here is Ohio Governor John Kasich. He held a town meeting in Springfield yesterday. He holds another one in Plymouth today. He says he's trying to position himself as an alternative to frontrunner Donald Trump.
I still believe, contrary to the rush to judgment, there's a long way to go. And frankly, if all this yelling and screaming keeps up, we're not going to win the election against Hillary. This is not going to happen.
WBUR's Fred Tice visited Plymouth to get reaction from some Republican voters.
Plymouth usually votes Republican, but it also voted for Deval Patrick in 2006 and Barack Obama in 2012. People come in and out of the Kiskadee coffee shop all morning, some to grab and go, but many to linger and work. Among those who are working is Tammy May, an independent voter. She says she's voting for Trump because she wants to see him face Hillary Clinton.
It's the battle. It's totally about the battle to me. I do just want to see the matchup. I want to see Hillary against Trump. I think it'll be absolutely fascinating. I love how he's played the game. Because I'm a businesswoman myself. I'm a vice president of a technology company. I love how he's manipulated the media, his brand.
May says Americans played by all the rules, but their leaders allowed the meltdown of Wall Street. And she believes people like Trump because he refuses to play by the rules. But come November, May says she may vote for Clinton because she'd like to see a woman president. In recent polls, Trump leads by anything from 21 to 23 points in Massachusetts. The real race is for second place. Polls find John Kasich and Marco Rubio in a close contest. Nationally, Rubio is gathering most of the endorsements. Mary Beth Gallo, a CrossFit coach, but a mom first, she says, finds the Republican race entertaining. She's leaning towards Rubio.
He seems to be the least of a caricature, almost. He seems to be a little more grounded.
Kasich is counting on Massachusetts to keep his candidacy alive so he can go on to edge out Rubio as the moderate alternative to Trump. He has his work cut out for him. A WBUR poll last week finds he does better among independent voters than Rubio, but independents can vote in either primary. Take Max Sanders. He's come into Plymouth from Carver. He repairs computers. He views himself as a moderate. He calls this year's Republican presidential race a circus. He likes John Kasich.
He's still pretty conservative, but comparatively to the rest of the party, he's more of the moderate. He's just much more grounded. He's not all over the place.
But Sanders says he'll probably vote in the Democratic primary instead for Bernie Sanders. He says he can get behind the rage against the government, but on the left. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.